It is 2009, and I am wearing a cheongsam, a traditional Chinese dress embroidered with flowers and leaves, bright white and purple against my yellow skin. My friends joke about how I look like a mail-order bride, and I laugh along because what am I gonna do, be a downer at prom? I stash my dress in the closet afterward, where it becomes one of the things I leave behind when I move away from my parents. I am Chinese-American, and the Chinese women in my family have never worn cheongsams in America. It is 2018, and a white girl in Utah is wearing a cheongsam, taking pictures at her prom to post to Twitter, where the world sees them and pounces. She says, "It's just a dress. I wanted something unique and bold." I said, "That's appropriation." My fellow hyphens said, "We are not your goddamn prom dress." White America cuts in and says, "No, no, that's beautiful and progressive." News in America noticed, and news in China noticed. Is it bad? Is it good? The world must know. So American news went to China with a picture and asked, "Is this okay?" And they said, "Yes!" And suddenly, I have to defend my anger. "No, relax," says white America. "The real Chinese said it's okay. What's your problem?" I was mad because she was white, but now I am mad because I am hyphenated. Contained in that hyphen is generations of history, distance, and difference from the mainland Chinese surrounded by a sea of gold instead of a sea of white. People who don't know what it means to assimilate children and grandchildren out of their skin, to downplay the yellow, to survive in white America. That dress came from there to here, from China to America. Did it skip the hyphen on the way, like American news did when it decided to talk to the real Chinese, and not to us? I am mad because my dress is a piece of my history that I am discouraged from wearing. It's not the Chinese who told me not to wear my dress, but the white friends around my table who cracked jokes about stuffing me into a crate. Her dress is held up as a beacon of racial sensitivity and cultural appreciation, a symbol of progress. White America applauds her bravery, and she thanks the mainlanders for supporting her decision and says, "I'd wear it again." I was not brave enough to wear a dress that brought out the gold in my skin for years. She is brave enough to consume a piece of a culture that is not hers, something commodified and torn down into an accessory for her to wear for a single night so she can look unique and bold. She is just a child. She doesn't mean to offend, but that doesn't mean it's okay. It means she sees culture as a beautiful, exotic commodity, not as history and humanity. Is one voice enough to tell you it's okay? Is one voice enough to stop you if it's not? Is my one voice real enough to matter?